what I've learned or heard over the last few weeks is this. They're not sure exactly what they're going to do. Are they going to trade him or not? Okay. Because this is not only a GM decision. That's an owner's. That's the owner's going to make the final decision. And Jack is really close to the ownership. So that is part of the equation. But what I've been told is this. If they trade him, what they really want is four pieces that are first-round picks or players that are playing, if not in the NHL or elsewhere in the NCAA, that were first-round picks and they're having success. They're not struggling. So that's why I believe it's going to be really important to see what they're going to get in return. But they want young players that are probably some playing in the NHL right now that were first round picks. And if they're not playing in the NHL, they need to be first round picks, playing like first round picks at the level that they are right now. So we'll see how it's going to turn out. Okay. But it's going to be a game breaker for them. They need to change a lot of things. I think they, in a way, I'll be honest with you, when they decided to fire, like, I think close to 30 person, remember, during the off season, I said to myself, this is the best way, to change the culture of your franchise. But they kept the same coaches there. Mm. And the real, culture starts with the coaches, in my mind. The GM can be as good as anybody if the culture is not good inside your dressing room. There's an issue there. And if you talk to veteran coaches around the league, they're all going to tell you that, culture is coming from the coaches and the players need to put everything in place. That's the way I believe it's still going right now in the NHL.